are now locked into interconnected voices.
I think it's important for me personally to say that I always believed that I could be a filmmaker, and I always believed that I could do anything that I put my mind to. Having gone into the scene now, I've realized how hard it is to be a Black filmmaker. Like, it is a genuine struggle for Black people, because a lot of it is who you know. And as Black people, we don't know. We just don't know those people. Like, we actually just do not know those people. Watching different films and TV shows let me know that I didn't have to make like a Tyler Perry movie, which is like, no offense to Tyler Perry, because like, you know, Caucasian people have been making trash movies for years, and they're allowed to make those movies, and that's totally fine. But like, and we should also be allowed to make trash movies and okay movies. Like, not all Black movies have to be the best thing that's ever happened. Like, we shouldn't have to break records like Black Panther did for people to be like, oh, so there can be Black superheroes. Do you know what I mean? You should just be allowed to express yourself. Like, you shouldn't have to be like, it shouldn't have to be your aim to make the very best thing that's ever happened before someone will give you money for it.
Now, sink into the floor.
Wait.
Sink.
And the movie is Get Out. And I know that's like as bait as possible because everyone's watched Get Out. But like, that was the first time we saw a horror movie, essentially, which had Black characters that didn't die and like just didn't die the second that they come on the screen. So that, like, that was really important, like a seminal piece of cinema. And the fact that it got the Oscar for original screenplay, just, even though we shouldn't view the judgment of the Academy to be the be all and end all of cinema, it is important to be recognized by those people. And the fact that Jordan Peele was recognized is just another feather in his cap. I think that's what people say. I've never said that phrase before. Another feather in his cap. I think from Get Out, my favorite moment, and it's something that I've like read about as well since, is the ending. He's killed all of the evil people, and he sees the police sirens, and he's like, fuck, this is it for me. Like, this is like, he's like, I'm like, there's no way I can explain this to anyone. No one is going to believe that these people tried to take my brain out of my body and use my body to continue their lives. Like, no one's going to believe that, and I'm just going to go to jail for killing white people. And like, it's just, it was just so real. Like, even within this completely made up world and made up scenario, he still had to come out and be like, fuck, like, it's the police. Like, this is it. I'm fucked. This is it. And thankfully, like, it had a happy ending. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine we'd gone through all of that and then he just gets arrested. I'm so glad that it was Lil Rel and it was just his mate coming to just save him. It was kind of like bending reality within fiction. So it's like, oh, like, we can have happy endings as Black people.
I mean, I told you not to go in that house.
Atlanta, which is a TV series, which is about things like, about the things that white people expect from Black people, to be fair, but turning them on their head. Like, it's about a musician, like a man who decides to be a rapper and also sells drugs. Like, literally, like the stereotype that a lot of white people have for Black people. But it's not about that. Like, we never ever hear Paperboy perform his songs. Like, we know he's a rapper, but we never see him rap, and it's just completely removed from the show. The show is actually about like just being a Black person in Atlanta and just living that life and the struggles that you have to face. Donald Glover and the whole team, they just play around with it, and it's just really fun. It's a fun show to watch, and it must have been a fun show to write and to make. And it just kind of it liberates you in a way, because it allows you to be like, I can just make a fun show. It doesn't have to be a show that is defending Black people, that is trying to break down stereotypes. And at the same time, it still does that. And I think that's something that you can't run away from as a Black person making film. Like everything that you do is going to be political. Like people always say to me, oh, why can't you just write a film about Black people like just existing in the world? But the way that Black people exist in the world is with racism. So like you can't separate the two. So like everything that you do as a Black filmmaker is going to be political. Like, because even if you just be like, oh, we're having fun, this, that, the reality is, as a Black person who has fun all the time, like there's times when I, like literally the other day I was in Clapham Common, I saw the police and I was like, yeah, I'm just leaving. Like, I don't need this. I couldn't enjoy my time in Clapham Common because there's police there. I was like, yeah, I've just got to go, because I know that if they're going to start ramping up things, it's me that they're going to come for first. And like, I could have had a whole movie about that day of me enjoying myself in Clapham Common, but the end would still have to involve the police, because that's just what happens. Like, that's literally what happens. I think things will change though, even with like Michaela Cole's show, I May Destroy You, which like is like a great show and the story is really good. It's almost like, okay, cool, you've seen that like a Black person can make a show and will do numbers, like let other Black people make shows, because obviously like we've like, it's like literally like hundreds of years of creativity that is just like untapped.